Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm in the captain's chair. My first officer tonight,
Nikki Sunshine.
It is Sunday. It is a day of worship. Most of you think that you have a religion of choice, and perhaps you do, but there's one religion that you really don't choose, that you subscribe to on a daily basis, and that is the religion known as government.
Unfortunately, yes.
That's right. Who's your daddy? Government's your daddy. Who do you worship as a deity? Government is your deity.
Not here.
You bow to your government. You worship it as if, as the idolater you are. So, at any rate, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. It's the Church of Kickass, as I like to call these Sundays. Actually, back in the day when I was doing the Kick-Ass podcast.
I didn't know that there was a Kick-Ass podcast.
There is. In fact, if you go out to, I think SoundCloud still has some of the old episodes on there of the Kick-Ass podcast. But it originally started as what I called sermons, right? And they were, as you would expect, about freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I teach the religion of freedom. So join the Kick-Ass podcast, and we talk about freedom, et cetera, and so on. I think SoundCloud still has the Kick-Ass podcast. You probably can find it on, like, iTunes and stuff like that. I'm sure if you search, it's still there. I think I took down, like, the ones that I thought were, like, the crappiest, just to make sure there was, you know, something that, you know, still remained of the old thing. But I used to do sermons, and it was fun. But here I am on a Sunday, and it is a, you know, we'll call it a religious day for a lot of folks on Sundays. And I do have something religion-related to talk about today. And I thought, what better a day than Sunday to talk about this? This is from a website called odditycentral.com. And it says, Japanese parody religion exists only to give believers a reason to say no.
I like it already.
And I was like, well, what is this about? Right? How does this occur? And, you know, what exactly is it? Well, it turns out that there is a guy in Japan who started a religion called MTOP. That's a capital M, lowercase t, lowercase o, capital P. And I'll tell you what that means in just a second. But it's a parody religion created solely to give followers the chance to refuse things like working overtime by simply invoking religious reasons. So, as we all know, with the, the COVID madness that has overtaken the world, there are certainly, of course, religious exemptions that people are claiming. Perhaps you don't have a religion. Perhaps you're an honest person who has a religion, and your religion doesn't recognize, you know, the ability to be exempt as part of your beliefs. Well, you could certainly just join this religion, and now you can claim religious exemption.
It's interesting that they have the overtime in there, too, because that's a big thing in Japan, that over in Japan they work a lot of overtime, and a lot of people actually die from heart attacks just from the amount of stress that they're in. Like, a lot of people die young there because of the long, grueling work hours. Even if it's a desk job, I mean, just not being able to do what you want to do and do self-care activities and take adequate breaks, it really puts a toll on you.
A lot of people do feel, and not just in Japan, but a lot of people everywhere who have sort of a full-time, 40-hour-a-week kind of a job. When somebody, when they open up overtime, well, you know, here in the U.S., you're thinking, well, that's extra money because it's time and a half. And, yeah, they take extra taxes out, but, man, I could really use the money. And so there's a little bit of this feeling of obligation, too. You're like, well, I want to be known as a good worker, and I want to establish my reputation, and so I guess I'll just work the overtime anyway. You know, and it's like,
yeah.
But if you don't want to, you shouldn't have, you shouldn't feel this sense of obligation. You should be able to firmly be like, no, I'm not working overtime, and not like feel bad about it or have any repercussions come your way. Your boss, the company in general that you're working for, should not have a worse opinion of you for not working the overtime, but they often do.
Yep.
Because they're like, oh, they're not a team player.
And the guilt is a big thing, too, especially, like, for example, if you work in healthcare, you know, it's a big thing, like somebody's going to have to be called in or somebody's going to have to get mandated to stay. So then if you kind of don't come in and work that overtime, sometimes your other coworkers will kind of, you know, we're all working overtime. Like, why aren't you?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You get that peer pressure kind of thing. Yeah. If you don't drink this beer, I won't be your friend. I call that beer pressure. So MTOP is short for Moto Hero to People. The MTOP religion was created in 2018 by a young man named Motohiro Hisano, who acts as a deity and sage. He does point out that he does not perform miracles, and he has no superpowers, other than bestowing the power of religious reasons, quote-unquote, onto his followers. In fact, that is the only purpose of MTOP, as its founder does not wish to be worshipped, nor does he accept any sort of financial contributions.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Generally speaking, I find most religions of, well, many varieties, to be nothing short of scams. Fear-induced scams. You know, just think about, I was thinking about this the other day, and I say this frequently. The first government was religion.
Yeah.
Like, before government existed as, what do we call it, an institution. Before that all happened, it was religion. And what did religion do? They used fear to control people. You know, if you don't behave according to these things, you will burn and rot in hell for all of eternity, etc. and so on.
And now you're just burning and rotting in jail instead.
Kind of. I mean, it's the same fear tactics that religion used, that government uses. And in fact, government and religion, in my opinion, are the same thing factually. If you look at what makes up a religion, those ingredients also make up government of any variety as far as the institution is concerned. The difference between government and religion, of course, is that religion does not claim a monopoly over the use of violence, whereas government does. So in that way, government is actually a far worse religion than any other actual religion, because most religions are voluntary.
Yeah.
If you don't like your religion, you can leave. Even if you leave for a different church of the same religion, of the exact same denomination, you know, you are free to do so, whereas with government, you're not exactly free to do so. If you choose to renounce your citizenship, for example, in any government on planet Earth, you have to jump through many hoops and pay many fees. And in fact, some governments won't allow you to relinquish your citizenship at all once you have obtained it. So, all that being said, this MTOP, or Moto Hero to People, sounds to me like a really good idea. He does point out that he doesn't perform miracles. We talked about that. And its only purpose is that of bestowing the power of religious reasons onto its followers. Its founder does not wish to be worshipped, nor does he accept any sort of financial contributions. Although the religion does have its own doctrine, believers don't have to abide by strict commandments. Wow, awesome. So I can join this religion and not really have to abide by much of anything. That's pretty cool. All they have to do in order to be considered a follower of MTLP is to follow the religion's official Twitter account.
Oh, man.
So if you want to be a member of the congregation of Moto Hero to People, or MTOP, just go and find their Twitter account, follow it, and you instantaneously, abracadabra, a la peanut butter sandwiches, you are part of that religion.
Easy enough.
603-283-6160. Have you used religious reasons to get out of anything in your life? Let us.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you would like to. There's no limit on the topic. We're not, you know, you want to call in and talk about aliens. You want to talk about microbiology. You want to talk about popular mechanics. I don't care. You know, if you aren't into what we're talking about, call in and change the subject. It's totally fine. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight on this Sunday, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me...
And it's me, Nikki.
We've been talking about this guy, Motohiro, over in Japan, who started a religion called MTOP, or Motohiro Peep to the People. And he started this specifically so that people can claim religious reasons for, well, just about anything they want to, really.
It's kind of lame that people need that, you know? Like, it's lame that we can't just be like, I don't want to do this because I don't want to do this. But the religious exemptions have been shown to work for people in many cases.
They're certainly what is referred to in the technology industry a workaround.
Yes.
Right? So when something goes awry with your technology, you find a way to, quote, work around it until you can, you know, get the developers to fix the actual problem and, you know, do that in the next release or update the firmware, whatever it is. So that said, it's kind of a, I don't know, sometimes religions can have the effect of being a workaround for things that the institution of government thwarts upon you, you know, without you. And even though you're like, no, they're like, well, too bad. If you don't comply, we'll throw you in a cage or we'll send armed men in costumes to threaten you. And if you resist, they will shoot you. So I like that he is doing this. I like that anybody can join.
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
matter
awesome.
What religion you are. To be a follower of this religion, you only need to follow its Twitter account.
Very official.
There's more to this story, of course, and we'll get to it. But first, let's go to Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Let's try that again. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Hey, there we go.
Can you hear me all right?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Crap, a whole lot here.
Did you forget?
Hang on, just a moment. All right, now I can hear you.
We were talking about religions. You don't have to talk about that.
Yes, I want to, you know, I disagree with this idea for sure. I mean, you know, basically it's kind of just offering, you know, the rest of the religious people, you know, the same thing those of us that are non-religious have, you know, and that's a non-religious way of doing it. You know, I consider myself spiritual as a person, mm-hmm. and I have, you know, in my panoply of existence, I realize that there's a lot of stuff that I don't know about. So I can't make judgments on the supernatural because it doesn't always present itself or sometimes ever present itself
sure. As
a reality. So basically I have a sense of a connectedness between humanity and the Gaia and the, you know, the systems that are out there, that is beyond, you know, what's tangible and what's knowable.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a cool thing to like say, you know, we're not making an existence. We're making a way to implement our own reality, which is just cool. What I wanted to say is that you brought up government as the original religion, and I agree with that.
Yeah, religion as the original government, yes.
Exactly. And I think that another religion that's out there is unions.
Ooh. I hadn't thought of unions as sort of a religious entity. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. We have our administration here, who I have no truck with, that doesn't like Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
So says he's trying to make Tesla the bad guy by not offering the incentives to buy electric cars, you know, apply to people only who are unionized.
Well, I'm trying to think now, because at some point in my life I did belong to a union. Unbeknownst to me at the time, I had the option of opting out. And if I opted out, like, I had to pay a penalty. But,
oh, that's weird. Normally, yeah, you just have to pay to join.
Right. And so it was like, either way, I was going to pay.
Yeah.
Like, you pay to not opt in, or you pay to opt in. And either way, it was about the same dollar figure. And so, of course, I joined the union. Now, these are called dues, of course. And, you know, most religions collect some sort of a tithe, or they pass around the collection plate every Sunday or whatever, and that's how they raise money to fund their religion. And so, you know, I'm just trying to think of other ways a union might be, you know, similar to a religion.
Well, the fact is that, you know, that there's a religious fervor. I mean, people, you know, say, oh, I don't have a union. I, you know, got to go out and get one. We, you know, just like government, we vote that in as well. And the government gets involved by making union law that supports unions. And, and I think my understanding of the central government and even the states, that they shouldn't have any, you know, benefit for unions. It should be, you joined a union, you pay dues, and you get what you get.
Hey, Ben Slate, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Can you think of any parallels between unions and religions? This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Thanksgiving will look a lot different than it did a year ago, with more folks feeling comfortable about traveling. We're seeing that in the skies with the most travelers since the pandemic began. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week cautions about those holiday get-togethers.
If you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. There's no reason not to do that. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated.
Former Surgeon General Jerome Adams predicts there will be a winter surge of COVID-19 cases as families reconvene for the holidays. A significant storm system expected to disrupt major airports the early part of this week. Particularly powerful winds expected across much of the east through Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden celebrating a birthday.
President Biden celebrating his 79th birthday on Saturday, attending church services in Wilmington, Delaware, along with his sister Valerie and his daughter Ashley. Earlier in the day, the former President Barack Obama was on Twitter wishing his former VP a happy birthday and calling on his friend and brother, adding, "I'm grateful for all you're doing to build this country back better."
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting, searchers in British Columbia have located the bodies of three people who were swept away by landslides following record rainfall that paralyzed parts of the province. That rainfall washed out roads and railways and cut off Vancouver and the lower mainland region from the rest of the country. Moving and shaking in the top 25 of college football, Ohio State with their blowout of Michigan State moves to the number 2 spot. Spartans fall back to 12th, and Oregon with their loss to Utah falls from number 4 to 11. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. We're the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Nikki.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we've been talking about this article from Oddity Central, where this man, Mr. Hisano, has started a religion so exclusively so that folks can say religious reasons when they wish to not do something that they otherwise might feel compelled to do. Whether it's voluntary or involuntary, doesn't matter. And I think this is a great idea. I think everybody should join this religion. Even if you're a member of another religion, it doesn't matter. You can be members of however many religions you would like to be. I don't recall any religion specifically saying you could only belong to that religion.
I don't know. I'm sure, like... There's probably what are the other
religion
ones?
Out there that's like
the door knockers.
Yeah.
Is that the Mormons?
They're talking about
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't be too you know,
yeah,
thrilled
but
that
even so, even so, they could individually just go follow this Twitter account.
Yeah.
And now they're a member of this other religion, too. And
just don't tell your previous cult-like religion that you're subscribing to another religion.
It
I'm sure
is,
it'll be fine.
It is worth pointing out that it is indeed belief in the absence of evidence is where human beings try to sort of fill the void, if you will. Stuff they can't explain, right? Like if you take a look at, you know, like the Roman gods, right? Oh, he's on a chariot carrying the sun across the sky because they can't explain why the sun goes up and comes down.
Yeah, it's natural for humans to want to make sense of things that they don't understand. So you create the stories and then, you know, it goes from there.
Now, it gets carried away, though, at the point where you design institutions to have a monopoly on violence and to do all of it. And in fact, it's people being obedient to their beliefs or belief systems, in this case government, that are responsible for most of the largest human atrocities in all of human history.
And I think it really started with a lot of religions not allowing their followers to question things,
right,
or to challenge things. So like, no, this is the Bible, this is the way, and this is just absolute fact.
This is what you believe.
Yes.
This is what we believe, and thus this is what you will believe, and it gets passed down from generation to generation.
And now we're here, where the state is doing
right
something similar, except incredibly worse, with way more violence.
And no examination of the evidence.
Yeah.
You know, so we can talk more about that, but let's go to Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just going over Ron Paul's congressional speeches and statements and, you know, compiling the book of Ron Paul, and I came across a good one-sentence quote. It's in the congressional record of 12 May of 1998. The statement starts on page H3044,
okay,
and Ron Paul is talking about the war on drugs, and he comes down and says, and I quote, "Being stupid or brilliant, to one's sole disadvantage or advantage, respectively, is exactly what liberty is all about." End of quote.
I so love it.
It's only your advantage, or only to your disadvantage, or your advantage. Okay, so being to repeat it, when I say to one's sole disadvantage or advantage, is saying, hey, it, like the song goes, ain't nobody's business but your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, quote, being stupid or brilliant to one's sole disadvantage or advantage, respectively, is exactly what liberty is all about. End of quote. And that was not, now just to be clear, that was not spoken on the House floor. It's one of those statements that they get to insert in the as an extension of remarks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And so just to be clear on that point, and by the way, embedding the C-SPAN videos of Ron Paul making these speeches, I learned something very interesting here. Most of the time that they're out there making a speech, there's like 10 people in the room. You know, the rest of them are long gone. The House Speaker isn't even up there. It's some designee who's the Speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives. And I mean, it's pretty much an empty room except for the other members who are waiting to get up there and make a speech. Everybody else is just gone.
Yeah, I'd like
to watch it on C-SPAN.
I'd like to talk just a minute about the quote itself, because his quote is spot on. I mean, in order to have freedom, you must be free to not only succeed and benefit, but you must be free to make a stupid decision and fail. Like, if you don't have those two options, you are not free. And so I don't care what your opinion is of whatever topic it is we're talking about. I'm not talking to you specifically. I'm talking about, you know, people in general. You know, whatever your opinion is of anything, if you think somebody else is stupid for making that decision, you must respect their freedom to be stupid in making that decision and learn for themselves. Not everybody can learn from a book or from a mentor or from a teacher or a coach. Some people have to learn the hard way by failing, right? And without the freedom to be wrong, the freedom to make a bad decision, you don't have freedom at all. Conversely, if you have the freedom to make these bad decisions and to fail and to do things wrong, you have the freedom to learn from them and eventually have the freedom to succeed.
You've got to go to the 100% extreme there. When you're talking about in a free country, the individual would decide whether to drink water, wine, or turpentine.
Yes.
You've got to include turpentine because otherwise it's a matter of degree, and it isn't a matter of degree. It is a matter of right. Their right to drink turpentine and destroy themselves is a right of inestimable value to them, and if they have to resist law enforcement by whatever means law enforcement chooses to make necessary, then it is the fault of law enforcement if they incur casualties and suffer personnel losses because they were out to violate that idiot's right to drink turpentine.
And we're seeing that a lot now where things are being forced on people because it's for their own good or it's for your safety. But they should have the right to choose, do I care more about freedom or safety?
Yeah.
And not only that, but it's a matter of pushing people around. I noticed, for example, on 24 May 1979, when Governor Hugh Gallon of New Hampshire signed a bill raising the drinking age, because other people my age, some of them were driving around drunk. What was I supposed to do about it? And, you know, and then they raised it to 21, and guess what? They still didn't even have an open container law, because that would apply to the hypocrites themselves, and they can drive better drunk than teenagers can sober. So, of course, they don't want a serious crackdown on drunk driving. They just hate everybody younger than 21, especially, you know, I mean, the lady whose husband gets killed in a drunk drive by a drunk driver,
right.
And she's desperately trying to pretend that her own past drunk driving crimes are not her fault, and she's haunted with the fact that some people under 21 drink alcohol responsibly and never get behind the wheel.
Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Do you believe people should have the freedom to be dumb, the freedom to make bad choices, the freedom to make mistakes? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. The telephone number in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself on this Sunday, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
We've been talking about this article from Oddity Central about a man who created a religion specifically to allow you to use religious reasons to, well, get out of stuff you don't want to do. And we could talk more about that. We've also talked a little bit about what other things resemble religions. Government, of course, is a religion, in my opinion, and according to the evidence, if you look at what a religion is, government qualifies. The exception, of course, is that government claims a monopoly on the use of violence. And that's what makes them different from other religions. Also, the inability to really opt out is another difference. And we can talk more about that if you like. We've also got Jerome on hold, and we'll get to him in just a minute. But I wanted to let you know that the BitBox is a 100% open source hardware wallet that mitigates a lot of the problems that hardware wallets sometimes have. And that's why we're giving one away here on Free Talk Live. All you have to do is subscribe to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com and then toot a screenshot of your subscription to ARIA on our social media server, which you can find at social.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing a winner at random on an upcoming episode of Freer Talk Live, or you can just buy one over at box.freetalklive.com where you can get 5% off using the discount code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Again, 5% discount using the code FTL over at box.freetalklive.com. All right, let's just go to the phones right away. We've got Jerome from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is for the people who yesterday said that I was uninformed and ignorant and all that. Did you hear the story on the news about the guy that had a loaded gun that went off in the airport in Atlanta in his luggage?
I did hear about a firearm discharge that happened in the airport. And, of course, the immediate commentary that I had in my mind was, well, there goes the TSA not doing their jobs again.
So what do you think they should do to him when they, if they ever catch him?
I mean, why should they do anything? Did it hurt anybody?
Did it hurt? It's a damn good chill. I'm lucky it didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, okay.
A loaded gun. Who's stupid enough to put a loaded gun in a damn bag and have it go off in a damn airport?
Well,
with all those people around there.
I mean, have you been around people?
You don't think that's irresponsible as hell?
Oh, absolutely, that's irresponsible.
It's irresponsible and stupid.
What about in these homes where these children get these loaded guns left out in the open by parents or relatives, and the gun ends up killing one of them? You don't think that's irresponsible?
Well, first of all, the guns don't kill anybody. People kill
How
people.
Many times have you heard stories like that?
Also,
anytime.
With regards to the airport gun, the one that went off in somebody's luggage or whatever, again, was there any damage to property or persons? If there was, then, of course, some restitution or justice should be dispensed.
So, also, guns don't go off.
Don't tell me about justice. Don't tell me about justice being done. Oh, no, not you.
Well, that's what justice is.
After what just happened in Wisconsin, don't tell me about justice being done. Don't tell me about a guy violating curfew.
Hang on, Jerome. Okay. Nikki has something to say. Hang on.
Well, I'm just wondering, do you have any more details, first of all, about the Atlanta thing? Do you have any more details of the story? Because guns don't just go off randomly in somebody's luggage. You need to pull the trigger for the firearm to discharge ammunition and to go off.
I don't know if they bumped the luggage or what happened, but it went off, okay, in the airport, and they said all hell broke loose, and the guy ran.
Sure.
And now they're looking for him.
Okay, well, here, this is from CNN. CNN, a passenger's weapon accidentally discharged at the Atlanta airport, causing panic and halting flights. The accidental discharge of a passenger's weapon in a security area of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport caused widespread panic Saturday afternoon, prompting a brief halt of departing flights over the busy travel weekend. The incident occurred around 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time when a prohibited item that was detected in a passenger's property while going through the X-ray screening at a security checkpoint. Robert Spinden, the TSA Federal Security Director of Georgia, said in a news conference the property was flagged for a secondary search. So, I immediately, of course, say something like, TSA not doing their job. Well, they scanned this person's luggage, which, by the way, as long as you have, if permits are required, if you have a permit or whatever for your gun, it's purchased legally, you can put it in your luggage to be transported from state to state. Nothing illegal
loaded?
About that. Nothing illegal, illegal about that.
A loaded gun
in a
luggage?
People must be free to be stupid. Right?
I mean, normally when I have a gun, it's probably loaded. I mean, there's no sense in having an unloaded gun.
you mean free to be stupid like Rittenhouse?
Well,
who
the thing is,
violated a city curfew and killed two people? Oh, one of the people he shot dead?
Hey Jerome, are we talking about the Atlanta thing, or are you just going to keep wandering all over the avenue of consideration?
No, I just want to talk to you also about how careless people are.
We'll get to that in a minute. But first, we're talking about the Atlanta thing. Okay.
So
yeah. Okay.
First of all, this gun obviously was not stored properly. I mean, guns should be in a holster, no matter where you're carrying it. Should be in a holster where the trigger is not able to be pulled. So yes, this person was not storing their gun in a safe way. Second, people should have the freedom to have loaded firearms for self-defense or for whatever reason. And I also think that the cases of people being careless with guns or the cases of people harming other people with guns are very, very low compared to all of the safe and responsible people that have guns and do not hurt anybody with them. I think it's a very small percentage of all gun owners. And it's sad that gun owners are being represented in this way in the media because I don't think it's a very accurate depiction.
Well, there's a very easy way to remedy all of this with regards to the airport and firearms, and that is simply to allow people to open carry in the airport.
Yeah. That too.
Open carry in the airport, problem solved.
I agree with that.
What do you think, Jerome?
This ain't funny, man. If he had accidentally killed somebody, his ass would have been in a whole lot of trouble. And he can get all the Kyle Rittenhouse lawyers he wants.
Right. Now, but what if everybody was just allowed? What if everybody was just allowed to carry a gun openly at the airport, Jerome? This would not have happened, don't you agree?
I'm not a gun fan. I'm not a gun person.
Oh, you don't have to be, but if everybody was just allowed... If everybody was just allowed to open carry, it would have been on his side, where everybody could see it, where it wouldn't be concealed in a thing, where it probably wouldn't be mistaken for something else, where they wouldn't have to be x-rayed, because as he's just walking through security, they'd be like, oh, there's your firearm. They could even ask, hey, could you please show us that it's not loaded or something along those lines, right? The problem would have been solved.
Let me ask you something. You just had a 18-year-old punk get off double murder and shooting another person. He had a rifle. He had no business having.
There was no murder. He was found self-defense.
He couldn't legally purchase that rifle he had.
Doesn't matter. He legally possessed it. Purchase doesn't matter.
No,
he didn't legally possess it.
He did not legally possess it.
Yes, he totally, absolutely, 100% legally possessed it.
He didn't have a permit for the damn thing.
You don't need a permit
he
to have one.
Possess.
I'm from Wisconsin. I know the laws there probably better than most. You do not need to have a permit to have a gun. They have an open carry law. It's not a big deal. Teenagers all the time are given rifles by their parents. There's a large hunting culture that exists within Wisconsin. I shot my first gun at, 11 years old or something like that. So, like, it's there in the culture. My cousin...
He murdered a guy that threw a plastic bag.
Actually, they found it was self-defense, so no murder was committed.
Oh, he hit me with a plastic bag, so it's okay for me to shoot him down.
Hang on, Jerome, I have a question to ask you, because after we talked to you last night, somebody else called. And they said...
Oh, another fool? Is he going to do the dumb black man stuff on me again?
No, not at all.
That's what they sounded like.
Not at all. In fact, when you called Jerome, you sort of light some fires, right?
I know, because I'm black. Kind of that's why, and I'm outspoken. That's why it is.
Well, it's because you're entertaining,
white,
really.
They wouldn't have a problem.
Well, hang on. Yes or no? Did you used to work in law enforcement? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Jerome. I appreciate it.
I'm just military.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate the call, Jerome. Thanks, man. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything you want, including Jerome. We'll talk more about religion. We'll talk more about guns. We'll talk more about all sorts of...
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.